Unit 2, Lesson 1 to Lesson 3A. Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. It will take several months for a package to reach France by surface mail.It will take several months for a package to reach France by surface mail.
2. Tony from Junior 3 won first prize at the 22nd English Speech Contest. Tony from Junior 3 won first prize at the 22nd English Speech Contest.
3. The architect is responsible for the design of a new bridge. The architect is responsible for the design of a new bridge.
4. My dream is to become a space scientist. My dream is to become a space scientist.
5. Mobile phones bring us a lot of convenience. Mobile phones bring us a lot of convenience.
6. James is working for the school broadcasting station. James is working for the school broadcasting station.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案。7. Good morning, what can I do for you?
I'd like to send the postcard to England by airmail.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? Good morning, what can I do for you?
I'd like to send the postcard to England by airmail.
Question.Where does the dialogue probably take place? 8. How much is the postcard with the lake and swans?
60 pence.
I want 5.
Question. How much will the man pay for the 5 postcards?
How much is the postcard with the lake and swans?
60 pence.
I want 5.
Question.How much will the man pay for the 5 postcards?
9. Can I mail the letter, please?
Will you have it go surface or registered?
Registered. By the way, which is the fastest way to mail it?
If you send it express, it reaches there in only 2 days.
Okay, I'll send it express.
Question. How will the lady mail the letter?
Can I mail the letter, please?
Will you have it go surface or registered?
Registered. By the way, which is the fastest way to mail it?
If you send it express, it reaches there in only 2 days.
Okay, I'll send it express.
Question. How will the lady mail the letter? 10.Do you mind if I turn over to BBC One? There's a talk show I want to see.
Well, you can watch it till 10 o'clock. Then there's entertainment news I'd like to watch.
Question. What program would the man like to watch? Do you mind if I turn over to BBC One? There's a talk show I want to see.
Well, you can watch it till 10 o'clock. Then there's entertainment news I'd like to watch.
Question. What program would the man like to watch?11. Hi, Jane. Do you have some change? I have to make a call on the payphone.
Payphone? Why not use my mobile phone?
Question. What will the man most probably do? Hi, Jane. Do you have some change? I have to make a call on the payphone.
Payphone? Why not use my mobile phone?
Question. What will the man most probably do? 12. Can you stay for dinner?
I'd love to, but I have to go and send a parcel before picking up the children from school.
Question. What will the woman do first? Can you stay for dinner?
I'd love to, but I have to go and send a parcel before picking up the children from school.
Question. What will the woman do first?
I want to buy a camera before touring Greece.
Can't your mobile phone take pictures?
Yes, but pictures taken by my mobile phone are not very satisfying.
Question. What will the woman use to take pictures with when touring Greece?
I want to buy a camera before touring Greece.
Can't your mobile phone take pictures?
Yes, but pictures taken by my mobile phone are not very satisfying.
Question. What will the woman use to take pictures with when touring Greece?
14. I tried to call you last night, but there wasn't any answer.
Oh, our phone isn't working.
Question. Why didn't the man answer the phone? I tried to call you last night, but there wasn't any answer.
Oh, our phone isn't working.
Question. Why didn't the man answer the phone?
15. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
At the post office. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to send this letter to my family in England.
Did you write your return address on the envelope?
Yes, I did.
How do you want to send it?
I guess I'll send it by airmail.
Does it have anything valuable inside?
Yes, I enclose some photos.
Then you'd better send it by registered mail.
That's a good idea. Will you take care of that for me?
I'm sorry, sir. You'll have to take your letter to the next window.
At the post office. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to send this letter to my family in England.
Did you write your return address on the envelope?
Yes, I did.
How do you want to send it?
I guess I'll send it by airmail.
Does it have anything valuable inside?
Yes, I enclose some photos.
Then you'd better send it by registered mail.
That's a good idea. Will you take care of that for me?
I'm sorry, sir. You'll have to take your letter to the next window.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格先填一词。
Good evening. You're listening to Radio 8, and this is Mary King with the news of some of tonight's programs. At 8 o'clock on BBC One, Ron Jackson talks with Barbara Collins, an American writer of Western stories. She has written about 20 novels about cowboys.That's all in Face to Face at 8 o'clock on BBC One. Following that, at 9 o'clock, it's the time for sitcom. You're going to have Only Fools and Horses, the Britain's best sitcom. On BBC Two at 7:30 tonight, that's the live broadcast of football game between England and Italy. In tonight's What Do You Think on channel BBC Two at 10 o'clock,Shirley White talks with Dr. Anthony Hopkins from the World Wildlife Fund about elephants in Africa. So that's What Do You Think on BBC Two. Finally, on Radio 4 in tonight's holidays, Mike Crisp looks at holidays in China. During the programs, he will interview some people who have visited the country and a travel agent from London who is organizing a package tour to Xinjiang of China this summer.If you're interested in somewhere different for your holiday this year, listen to Holidays at 9:30 on Radio 4. Good evening. You're listening to Radio 8, and this is Mary King with the news of some of tonight's programs. At 8 o'clock on BBC One, Ron Jackson talks with Barbara Collins, an American writer of Western stories. She has written about 20 novels about cowboys. That's all in Face to Face at 8 o'clock on BBC One. Following that, at 9 o'clock, it's the time for sitcom. You're going to have Only Fools and Horses, the Britain's best sitcom. On BBC Two at 7:30 tonight, that's the live broadcast of football game between England and Italy. In tonight's What Do You Think on Channel BBC Two at 10 o'clock, Shirley White talks with Dr. Anthony Hopkins from the World Wildlife Fund about elephants in Africa. So that's What Do You Think on BBC Two. Finally, on Radio 4 in tonight's holidays, Mike Crisp looks at holidays in China. During the programs, he will interview some people who have visited the country and a travel agent from London who is organizing a package tour to Xinjiang of China this summer. If you're interested in somewhere different for your holiday this year, listen to Holidays at 9:30 on Radio 4.